Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And guys, the domino effect began on Sunday with the good news that Gronk was coming back for the Patriots. Shortly thereafter, Andy Dalton breaks his thumb. The Bengals are beaten at home by Pittsburgh. And then Denver loses at home, relinquishing a late lead to Oakland.
I think the best thing that Pittsburgh did was they said, you know what, Cincinnati? This is an old school AFC North game. We're coming to Cincinnati with a visiting team. We're going to own you. We're going to kick your tail in your own stadium. And they proceeded to do that. They were physical the whole game. They turned the football over. They made big plays down the field. Pittsburgh's hot right now. Their team is trending upward. It's amazing that they have a chance that they might not get in. That might be one of your better playing teams in the AFC. That was a big game by them. And a ridiculously stupid play by Andy Dalton. The interception prior to him complicating it with the tackle off the knee with the thumb. So I don't feel too bad for him.
One of the biggest developments for the Pittsburgh Steelers, in my view, is the growth of Marcus Wheaton. When you go back,
God, he could be a number one.
Exactly,
20 other teams.
It's sick. And Martavis Bryant, the other guy, they've got three now, and that makes them a little bit scary. Transitioning to the other game with Denver and Oakland, I don't like sort of over the top kind of statements, and I obviously watch a lot of film for guys, especially that have played similar positions to me. If you look at the game that Khalil Mack had against the Denver Broncos, I don't think I've ever seen as good a game, and I don't think I'll ever see as good a game by an edge player as Khalil had in that game. Yes, you've seen the five sacks. You're aware of that stat. He had a dozen A-plus disruptive plays, half of which were actually in the run game, not just pass game. The most amazing part of this is that most of them were in the second half of the game. All five sacks in the second half. He wasn't even pass rushing in the first half and still got that number. The reason this matters is because he completely disrupted the top of the bracket. You look at Denver, they fall. That wasn't the game they were going to give away. They've still got some tough matchups.
They got to go to Pittsburgh this week. Have fun with that.
And the other little thing, the little asterisk below this that I think is sneaky important is Denver's inability to finish off field goals that continue to hit that last 5 feet of the upright that Coach Belichick was such an advocate for to get it added in. It hits the exact part that would have been air a couple seasons ago had that not happened, good or bad. Now you know it gets kicked back, and they are not able to get those 3 points, which would have decided the game.
Is Pittsburgh a kind of team where you're in a catch-22? You want to see them beat Denver if you're a Patriot fan because that aids the Patriots' cause for that first-round bye and a number one seed. And yet at the same time, if Pittsburgh gets in with that receiving core, it's a dangerous out.
They're a dangerous out, but where would you play them? Not at Pittsburgh. You play them right here in New England. So bring them to New England. We're pretty good against teams that come in here, unless they're Baltimore and they feel that they can beat you. You know, I'll take my chances with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't think that's an issue because they still don't match up well against your offense, and your offense will be extremely more healthy 3 or 4 weeks from now.
But it's amazing what's happened in 8 days. You know, you look at the Patriots. They slide back. They give 2 games back. All of a sudden, you go from the 1 to the 3, and in a matter of 1 more week, bang, you're back in control of your own destiny.
Coming up next in Foxborough Sunday, it's a clash of titans, one literally, the other figuratively.